So, pretty 90% sure that that shit was all staged. You just know she was like, you're gonna let him do that? You should go up there and slap him in the face. Or Will Smith hits, like, his girlish son. Oh yeah, I went there. Just another crappy day in the world. Alright, so, people have been asking me, what does the comedian think about the comedian getting bitch slapped for a joke? Wow, just more things we can't say now, isn't there? So I guess I kind of saw the slap, I haven't seen all the breakdown, all that other crap, and I haven't even heard Chris Rock's joke about it yet. But yeah, Chris Rock gets slapped by Will Smith, what's it all about? Let's have a look.
You know who's got the hardest job tonight? Javier Bardem and his wife are both nominated. Now, if she loses, he can't win!
Okay.
He is praying that this Will Smith wins. Like, please.
All right, there we go.
Lord!
Will Smith.
Jada,
he's laughing.
I love you. G.I. Jane 2, can't wait to see it. All right?
And he laughed at it. Will Smith laughed at the joke. She rolled her eyes there, you see that? But Will Smith laughed.
That was a nice one, okay.
But somehow,
I'm out here.
Now he's mad.
Richard.
Boom.
Oh, wow.
And yet, not even holding his face.
Will Smith just smacked the shit out of me.
Keep my wife's name out your fucking mouth.
And the F-bomb.
Wow, dude.
Yes.
It was a G.I. Jane jump.
Keep my wife's name out your fucking mouth.
Because you insulted her haircut? Silence.
That was a greatest night in the history of television.
Okay. Like a comedian, okay. Like a chef, like the greatest, he made a joke after it and continued. Like a champ. But yeah, I don't know what to say to that. Chris Rock is a man. What else can you say? He took a slap to the face and didn't hold his face, wasn't a bitch, didn't even say ow, nothing. Either Chris Rock is fucking the baddest man in the world or Will Smith hits like his girlish son. Oh yeah, I went there. I mean, it was a G.I. Jane joke because his wife had her head shaved. He laughed. Will Smith laughed at the joke. Then 5 seconds passed. Maybe his wife said something like, oh, you're going to let him do that to me? And then Will Smith walks up there like I'm going to walk up like a boss and slap him in the face. And slaps him across the fucking face. Not punch. Not a man punch. But a girly slap. And Chris Rock. And you can see it too. He had some fucking torque on that. Chris Rock wasn't like, oh. He wasn't like, that hurt. He didn't say shit. Chris Rock continued as a professional, not insulting him back. He was just like, it was a G.I. Jane joke. And Will Smith was a little bitch. He hit like a bitch. He acted like a bitch. And I don't know. It's either he's a little bitch or the whole thing was fake. And my personal opinion, I think that was fake as fuck. Because one, he just walked up there, hit a guy, and then walked down and then continued. And then I think he won an award later on in the night. I mean, the creators of South Park got booted out of an Academy Awards because they were on LSD and in women's dresses. Like, far less shit than assault. So if it's real, I hope Chris Rock presses charges of assault and gets Will Smith arrested. But let's face it. Odds are, it's a show no one gives a shit about. No good movies are out. No one cares about a fucking award thing anyways. So pretty 90% sure that that shit was all staged and all fake. But giving it the benefit of a doubt and saying that it's not fake, Chris Rock took it like a champ. Not a ouch, not holding his face again. He just was like, huh. It was a G.I. Jane joke. It wasn't even my best material. He could have went off on like his son Jaden and how many shitty movies he was in. Or how Will Smith seems to be directing everything nowadays. He could have just been like, oh, you know, your kid not only ruined Karate Kid, but Hell, he left a scar on the movie industry. He was the downfall of the remakes. He could have done so many jokes on anything. But all he said was G.I. Jane 2 because her head was shaved. And it's not like she had fucking cancer. I don't know why Will Smith felt the need to react over that when he was laughing at first. His wife was the one that was like, ugh. And you just know. You just know she was like, you're gonna let him do that? You should go up there and slap him in the face. Are you gonna defend your wife? You're not getting any sex. You're cut off, Will Smith. And Will's like, well, fuck. I gotta do it. I gotta get laid. But as a comedian, and as Chris Rock said, it was a G.I. Jane joke. It was a throwaway joke. It wasn't even that funny. And yet, Will Smith, one of the best actors in the world, overreacted to hell, dropping an F-bomb on a family show, doesn't get kicked out, doesn't get any repercussions for assault? Again, seems pretty fake. But if it's not, then I hope to God that Chris Rock pulls the fucking trigger and bam! Men in Black men. He's going to prison. That's what it should be. But only time will tell. The world is shock. The slap that wasn't heard around the world. A girlish, I don't know, petty, weird, flipping out. Again, a celebrity breakdown, whatever you want to call it. It was just lame. And yeah, props to Chris Rock for taking it like a champ, not going down to Will Smith's level, defending his joke, and just saying, dude, it was a G.I. Jane joke. Calm the fuck down. And yeah, it really showed who was the mature one and who was the immature one. And I don't know what else to say on that. It was just really stupid. And now everyone gives a shit about, what was it, the Oscars? Like, see, I don't even fucking care. I'm in the movie industry and I don't care about the goddamn Oscars, because, like, I think Joe Rogan and some comedians said, what was the last good comedy movie? Can you even think of that? Maybe Hangover 3, but even Hangover 3 is kind of forgettable. So Hangover 2, and that's like 2009. So 10, 12 years without one good comedy movie. Think horror movie. When was the last good horror movie? Again, good action movie. No, none of Michael Bay's stuff counts. So the movie industry is crap. I mean, that's why Koreans are winning all the awards. Not saying that Korean movies aren't good. Not saying that. But American movies are so bad that we just have to keep giving them away to other countries because they're doing it a lot better than us right now. So yeah, who gives a crap about the Oscars? Who gives a crap about this fake punch? And I say, throw Will Smith in jail, or else it's fake and you're just showing your needy and greedy Hollywood. And that's all I gotta say about that. Canadian reacts to this shit. It's crap. It was a throwaway joke by Chris Rock. And the way he, if it's real, but again, it's probably not, then he overreacted. It wasn't that bad of a joke. He insulted his wife's hair. Not even insulted, he made a joke. Like, that's what people have to figure out the difference of. If he wanted to insult her, he would have been like, you look like fucking E.T., you know what I mean? But he was like, oh, it was G.I. Jane. So if anyone's offended by what Chris Rock said, you're dumb. And if anyone thinks that Will Smith should get arrested, it's never gonna happen. It is assault. Anyways, Chris Rock is the GOAT, so I hope that he soaks this for all he can. And even if it was fake, Will Smith just looks like the biggest douchebag in the world, and Chris Rock looks like the biggest badass comedian in the world. Like, he took that so good, no holding the face, no whining, and Will Smith ran off like a little girl swearing in the audience. So if it is fake, Will Smith just kind of created career suicide in a way. At least in my eyes, Will Smith is a little bitch punk right now. So it's going to be interesting to see how it turns out. But at the same time, I kind of hope we forget it really soon, because it's an Oscars grab for attention. And the Oscars has sucked and always has sucked. And we should get rid of it because it's just celebrities tooting their own horn. And it sucks. The good movies never win anyway. So anyways, guys, thanks for watching. Let me know what you thought down below. Peace.